Unit 4, Numbers, B. Part 1, Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Please give me your homework, Alice. Please give me your homework, Alice.
2.Children, let's do the calculation together. Children, let's do the calculation together.
3. A human brain is powerful enough to solve any problem. A human brain is powerful enough to solve any problem.
4. Nowadays, people use electronic calculators more often than before. Nowadays, people use electronic calculators more often than before.
5. Abacuses are so fast and accurate that people still use them today. Abacuses are so fast and accurate that people still use them today.2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Why are you so happy, Ben?
My uncle has bought me a bicycle as the New Year present.
Question. What's Ben's New Year present? Why are you so happy, Ben?
My uncle has bought me a bicycle as the New Year present.
Question.What's Ben's New Year present?
2. I like sending emails to my friend. I write to them once a week. How about you?
I write to my parents twice a week.
Question. How often does the girl write to her friends?
I like sending emails to my friend. I write to them once a week. How about you?
I write to my parents twice a week.
Question. How often does the girl write to her friends?
3. Would you like to go shopping with us this weekend?
I'm glad to. When?
How about Saturday?
Great.
Question. When will they go shopping? Would you like to go shopping with us this weekend?
I'm glad to. When?
How about Saturday?
Great.
Question. When will they go shopping?
4. Look, there is a pair of glasses on the shelf. Are they Tom's?
No, his are on the desk.
Then whose are they?
They belong to John.
Question. Who does the pair of glasses belong to? Look, there is a pair of glasses on the shelf. Are they Tom's?
No, his are on the desk.
Then whose are they?
They belong to John.
Question. Who does the pair of glasses belong to?
5. Can I help you?
I'm looking for some New Year cards for my teachers.
This yellow one is $2, and that red one is $3.
They both look nice, but I only want to take 2 red cards, please.
Question. How much will the boy pay for the 2 red cards? Can I help you?
I'm looking for some New Year cards for my teachers.
This yellow one is $2, and that red one is $3.
They both look nice, but I only want to take 2 red cards, please.
Question. How much will the boy pay for the 2 red cards?
6. Excuse me, I want to complain about this book.
What's wrong?
I bought this book here yesterday, but when I read it, I found some pages were missing.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'll give you a new copy.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place?
Excuse me, I want to complain about this book.
What's wrong?
I bought this book here yesterday,But when I read it, I found some pages were missing.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'll give you a new copy.
Question. Where does the dialogue probably take place? Seven. I remember seeing you somewhere. Are you Andy Lee?
Really? I am Andy Lee.
Did you used to live in Garden City?
Yes, I still live there.
So do I.
Question. What do you know from this dialogue?
I remember seeing you somewhere. Are you Andy Lee?
Really? I am Andy Lee.
Did you used to live in Garden City?
Yes, I still live there.
So do I.
Question. What do you know from this dialogue? Three. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Mr. Smith drove his car to meet his friends at the station. When he found there was still quite some time to go before the train arrived, he wanted to take a short sleep. He was about to go to sleep when a young lady came and asked him the time. Mr. Smith opened his eyes and answered, 8:30. With a thank you, the woman left. In a short while, this happened several times. So Mr. Smith wrote, I don't know the time on a piece of paper, and put it on the window of his car. But only a few minutes later, an old man came and woke him up. Hi, young man. I can tell you the time. It's 9:00 now.
Mr. Smith drove his car to meet his friends at the station. When he found there was still quite some time to go before the train arrived, he wanted to take a short sleep. He was about to go to sleep when a young lady came and asked him the time. Mr. Smith opened his eyes and answered, 8:30. With a thank you, the woman left. In a short while, this happened several times. So Mr. Smith wrote, I don't know the time on a piece of paper, and put it on the window of his car. But only a few minutes later, an old man came and woke him up. Hi, young man. I can tell you the time. It's 9:00 now.
Four. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
George likes playing football, and he also likes watching football matches. As he doesn't have enough money to buy tickets, he has to watch them on TV at home if he is free. But he always goes to school from Monday to Friday and misses a lot of important matches. One afternoon,There would be the biggest football match of the year in Germany. George wanted to watch it on TV very much, but he couldn't. He would have a science test the next morning, and he had to get ready for it. Can we have a video, Mom? George asked before he went to school. Then you can record the football matches for me. I'm afraid we can't buy one, said his mother sadly. But the next morning in came George with a new video in his hand.How did you pay for that, George? His mother asked in surprise. That's easy, Mom, answered the boy. I've sold our TV set. George likes playing football, and he also likes watching football matches. As he doesn't have enough money to buy tickets, he has to watch them on TV at home if he is free. But he always goes to school from Monday to Friday,and misses a lot of important matches. One afternoon, there would be the biggest football match of the year in Germany. George wanted to watch it on TV very much, but he couldn't. He would have a science test the next morning, and he had to get ready for it. Can we have a video, Mom? George asked before he went to school. Then you can record the football matches for me. I'm afraid we can't buy one, said his mother sadly.But the next morning, in came George, with a new video in his hand. How did you pay for that, George? His mother asked in surprise. That's easy, Mom, answered the boy. I've sold our TV set.